All right, Ephesians 6, verse 10. If you got your place there, if you're able, go ahead and stand with me if you could. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Mr. Bible B was the first one standing. Either you have young legs or you're just excited. Amen. Or both. Amen. All right, Ephesians 6, 10. I'm going to read verses 10, 11, 12, and 13. Have you read verse number 17 along with me. The Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And we talked about that before. That's the position to stand in the Lord's power, in the Lord's might. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's the position to stand against. We're standing in the Lord's power and his might, but we're standing against the devil and his tricks. Then it says, this is the reason why you need to stand against it. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, not something you can see, but against principalities, just organized evil, organized angels, an angelic realm of demons, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. By the way, the number of angels, it says, is an innumerable number, which means it's a number that you can't number. And a third of those innumerable angels are demons now. And so a third of an innumerable number is still a big number. And that's what we're fighting against. He says, wherefore, as a result of the position to stand in, the position to stand against, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. And so then he gives you the potential to stand against. He said, you've got the potential to stand. But the problem is, will you stand? And will you stand with the armor? And will you stand against the enemy? And now verse 17, read that with me. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. We talked about that on Sunday. The helmet of salvation is knowing that you're saved, but then acting like you're saved. Pastor Bennett probably preached that same thing, didn't he? No?
No, he didn't.
He didn't? Okay, amen. I thought he would get spiritual like me. No, I'm not. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you once again for your goodness. Thank you for your word, Lord. Bless now tonight that we may learn a little bit more about your word, God, and then be able to stand in it, as you said, to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And we may stand against the wiles of the devil. He's a trickster. And he's very smart in what he does. And Lord, we are no match for his wiles. Our only defense is the word of God. And help us, as you said, wherefore stand against that thing, the wiles of the devil. Help us, Lord, to stand. And withstand in the evil day. And then having done all to stand, Lord, may we stand. And Lord, stand with the helmet of salvation and standing with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Bless now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Talk about this on Sunday, and we'll continue. What is the Bible? And we began talking about that on Sunday. We found out that the Bible is the Word of God, or it's the Word of the Lord. We also found out the Bible is the Scripture, or the Scriptures. It's the Old and New Testaments, and that's what we're going through on Sunday. But we also found out on Wednesdays that the devil does not want you to have the Bible. Amen. And so as a result, go to Psalm 119 with me real quick. Psalm 119, and in Psalm 119, I want to show you something here that I love that this is in the Bible. Psalm 119 and verse 89. Pastor White, read verse 89 for me, Psalm 119. 119, 89. Amen. The Bible says it's settled, it's over, it's done. So God is able to preserve his word because it's settled. I'm so glad that it is. Notice verse 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. He says, you know what? I love the word of God. I love the law of God. I love the instruction. It's my reflection or meditation all the day. Verse 105 says this. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It is that which guides me. It is that which holds me. It is that which directs me. And so as a result of that, we know that God is going to preserve his word. It's forever, it's settled. It's there. And by the way, we're going to be judged by what? The word of God. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, the Bible is going to be open. Go back to Revelation. Revelation chapter number 20, 22. I'm sorry, 2020. I had it right the first time, 20. Revelation chapter 20, and notice verse number 12. He says, verse 11, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth, the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. Another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. They were judged, every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whoso was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." So when it's all said and done, we're going to be judged by several different books, but one is going to be the book of God, the Word of God. And he's going to judge us based upon this book. Now, you and I are not going to be judged for our works or our deeds or anything like that. Guess what we're going to be judged by? Are we in the Lamb's Book of Life? That's going to be the criteria. Did you get the blood? Is the blood on your life? And so we're going to be judged by that fact. Is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? By the way, if it's not there, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You want to be in that book. Amen. You say, how do I get in that book? By getting saved. Amen. And once you get saved, you're in the Lamb's Book of Life. So we're going to be judged at the end of the day by the Bible, the Word of God. And if that is the case, then God has got to be able to preserve His Word. And by the way, He has, and has been preserved in the King James Bible. But the devil is a trickster. And he is slick at what he does. And over the last several Wednesdays, we've looked at several things here. We got this one, How to Spot a Counterfeit. We gave that out on Sunday. Then last week we looked at the attack on the Bible. Tonight we're going to take a quick peek at the one that's coming out this Sunday. And this will be in your bulletins this Sunday. Bible version comparison. And I want to do something tonight. We're going to look at several things that the devil has taken out. And I want you to notice the gravity of what he has taken out. How serious what he's taken out. And then once we see what he's taking out, there's one thing that he cannot take out. What is that? What do you think that is? What is that? The blood? Somebody said the blood? He's taking that out in a lot of places. There's one thing that he cannot take out, out of all the Bibles that I have up here. Now, he can cloud the waters. He can make it muddy. But in the NIV, it's there. In the Living Bible, it's there. In the Bad News Bible for Modern Man, it's there. In the Catholic Bible, it's there. In the New American Standard Bible, it's there. John 3:16 is there, yes. And then the New King James Version. There's one thing that he cannot take out.
Is John 3:16 in all those Bibles?
John 3:16 is all the Bibles. Salvation. He cannot take, the devil can go a whole lot of different ways. He can go far. But God has said, you are not going to take salvation out. If people want to get saved, you can get saved from any one of these six Bibles. Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. God is still good. Amen. All the time. And so the devil was not allowed to take salvation out of these books, although he's taken Jesus Christ's name out, he's taken God's name out, he's taken the blood out, he's taken a whole lot of things out. He did not take that out. God said, that's far and no further. No further. Let me read you a couple things before we get into that. This is the one coming out. Psalm 12, verses 6 and 7. The words of the Lord are pure words. As silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Psalm 12, 6 and 7. And this is a comparison of seven popular versions with the King James Bible. By the way, I don't have all these versions up here, but these are the compared versions that they're comparing in this particular pamphlet. The New International Version, better known as the NIV. The New American Standard Version, known as the NASV. The New King James Version, known as the NKJV. The RSV, or the Revised Standard Version. The NRSV, the New Revised Standard Version. The Living Bible, and which is better known as the Dead Bible. And amen. The New Century Version, which is the NCV. Was that, brother?
Children's Version. Jones version.
Jones version. And there's actually one that is not on that list that I bought as well. And this one is called the New Recovery Version. So there's actually 7 up here. Now there's a ton of them out there. This is just 7. Amen. And so the ones that are being compared are those versions here. But let me read you a couple of things here. Fall of mankind began with the question, yea, hath God said, way back in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1. So Satan started early. First man, first woman. He said, he wanted them to question the word. By the way, once teenagers become teenagers, what is the one thing that other teenagers begin to question them on? Your mom told you to do what? Your dad told you to do what? What are they doing? Questioning that word. Your dad said you can't do what? Your dad said you can't go where? Your dad said you can't say what? Man, what kind of person are you? My daddy. Well, we ain't talking about your daddy. We talking about my daddy. And if my daddy said it, amen. If my daddy said it, that settles it. But teenagers are notorious for that. Your mama said what? Your daddy said what? You can't do this, you can't do this. Surely you can do that. Yeah, I can do that with consequences. Amen. And so early on, the devil started that. Amen. But the words of the Lord are true words. As Bible says, this pamphlet says, as God promised in Psalm 12, verses 6 and 7, I believe the King James Bible is the preserved word of God for the English-speaking people. I believe the new translations are satanic counterfeits that to cast doubt and cause confusion with the words of God. Satan knows if he can plant a seed of doubt and confusion in the word of God, chances are that individual will never take God's word seriously. Why? I found a problem with it. I found a problem. I found a flaw in it. If those individuals can convince Jeremiah that his parents are unfair to him and get him to doubt their words, don't you think he will doubt other words that his parents have said? Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is get you to doubt him once. If I can get Jeremiah to doubt his mother, his father's word once, then Jeremiah's going to look and say, well, I wonder what else is not right. And so there's the problem with many of the versions of scriptures out there. Satan is very good at what he does. Very, very, very powerful. Very, very confusing. And so it goes on to say this. Many people believe the new versions are just harmless updating of words made easier to understand. Nothing could be further from the truth. The new versions take out and add thousands of words, and as with Eve, it's all done very subtly. The average reader would never know the difference. As we saw in Joel's version, they just took the number out, took the verse out completely, and went from 10 to 12 and skipped 11. How convenient. Unless I'm actually looking for 11. If I'm looking for 11, guess what? I'm not going to find it. Okay, others are clever, and they will leave it there, put parentheses around it, and say at the bottom of the footnotes, this is not found in most manuscripts. And so, with that said, the NIV alone, removes 63,625 words. 63,625 words. However, they had to add more words in to make it up. 63,625 words equals removing Obadiah, the equivalent of Obadiah, Jonah, Haggai, Romans 1, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter, 1, 2, 3 John, Jude, and then some more. So that's the equivalent. But they got to add something back in. So of course they add other words in. Okay? Let me give you this. In the New King James, NIV, there's a difference. And I'm going to tell you the difference right now. This says differs from the King James Bible and the New Testament. These are the words that were omitted. In the New King James Version, 2,289 words were omitted, taken out. In the NIV Version, 5,219 words taken out. New American Standard Version, they added 3,561 words. That's this one. The RSV, Revised Standard Version, they took out 6,985 words. The New Century Version took out 11,114 words. verses, or added 11,114 words. The Living Bible added 17,003. Joe, that's why he had such a confusing time. Verses that were totally taken out. In the new, the NIV, 16 total verses were taken out. The NASV, which is this one, total 17 verses were taken out. NRSV, total 18 verses taken out. RSV, total 25 verses taken out. The New Century Version, total 16 taken out. 7 were taken out from the Living Bible. Now, you say, well, preacher, that's not so bad because they added some other stuff in. Let me give you some of the words that were taken out. The word Christ was taken out 25 times in NIV. In the NASV, it's taken out 34 times. Once in the New King James. RSV, taken out 32 times. 87 times in the Revised Standard Version. 121 times in the New Century Version. And 44 times, there's a difference in the Living Bible. The word Lord is taken out 352 times in NIV. Taken out 438 times in the NASV. New King James is taken out 66. RSV 36 times, NRSV 91, New Century Version 299, Living Bible taken out 2,368 times. Christ, Lord. Jesus is taken out 64 times out of the NASV, 2 times out of New King James, 53 times out of the RSV, and then God is taken out 468 times out of the NIV, 87 out of the NASV, 51 New King James, 111 times RSV, NRSV 138 times. Then come over to Godhead, is taken out of NIV 3 times, NASV 3 times, New King James once, RSV 3, NRSV 3, New Century Version 3, Living Bible 3. Lucifer, believe it or not, is even taken out. In all the Bibles once. Devils is taken out 80, 82, 81, 82, 80, 74, and 87 times in those respective Bibles. Hell is taken out 40, 41, 22, 41, 41, 39 times out of those respective Bibles. Damned, damnable, or damnation is taken out 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, and 7. Blood is taken out 41, 39, 23, 26, 46, 157, and 174 in those respective verses. Salvation is taken out 42, 4, 2, 33, 37, 94, and 25. Word of God is taken out 8, 2, 1, 3, 8, 31, and 27. Word of the Lord is taken out, which I told you is over 255 times in the Bible. 25, 2, 2, 3, 2, 17, 2, 36. Lord Jesus Christ is taken out. Lord Jesus Christ is taken out 24, 21, 21, 22, 20, and 15 in just those versions. So it's not just anything that they're taking out. They're taking out specific words. Now, the one thing that they can't take out. Now, who's not afraid to read one of these Bibles? From one of these Bibles. All right. You want to take one? Take any one you want. Maybe you get the wrong Bible. You got the Catholic Bible. My wife's got the Bad News for Modern Man. Sister, take your six. Come here. You don't have to read them. You don't want to.
Okay.
You don't have to. You don't want to. It says Living Bible is dead. Trust me. His wife, you don't have to. Not a good word. Joe, you want to? Joe got the one that we didn't talk about last week, the recovery version. All right.
Oh, yes.
So with all these verses that they have taken out, I want us to see some verses that they did not and could not take out. Now, Shauna, you want to come up to look with Mrs. Dawson if you want to look at this Bible? You can. Brother, if you guys want to sit with somebody that's got one of these Bibles, you can. Mr. Keisha, if you want to sit with somebody that's got one of the Bibles, you're more than welcome to. She's got the New King James. She's got the Living Bible. Recovery version is there. New American Standard is here. NIV is here. Brother Jesse's got the Catholic Bible. And now we're just going to go through some traditional verses. Yes. It's riddled right in here. It's Tobit, Judith, Maccabees, Wisdom, Syriac, Baruch. So those are there. Now you do have some others missing. These are missing right here.
these got torn out, so you don't have any books from Hebrews to there. That's all missing.
That got torn out. Okay, so show you some verses that they could not take out. Amen. God would not allow these verses to be taken out. First one to go through is John 3:3. I'm going to read it out of my Bible. Show you how it sounds. John 3:3, 3:7, and 3:16. These are the first verses that I want you to see. Now, it's not going to sound like my version, but it still is going to be there. Even if it's in a footnote, it's going to be there. John 3:3 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 7, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. 3:16 and 17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesse, let's start with you. Read John 3:3, 3:7, and then 3:16 and 17.
Jesus gave him this answer, I solemnly assure you, no one can see the reign of God unless he is begotten from above.
Okay, and verse 7.
Do not be surprised that I tell you, you must all be begotten from above.
Amen. Notice he said, you must all be begotten. He even put the ye tense in there. Interesting, huh? And read 16.
God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him.
And verse 17.
Oh, that's what I read. I read 17.
Oh, that is 17. Okay. And Rose, which Bible do you have?
The Living.
Let me read 3:3, 3:7, and 3:16 and 17.
Jesus replied, with all the earnest I possess, I tell you this, unless you are born again, you can never get into the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7 says, So don't be surprised at my statement that you must be born again. And then 3:16?
Yes, and 17.
For God so loved the world so much that he gave his only Son so that anyone who believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it.
So no matter how Satan tried to tamper with the Bible and take some things out, God said, you're not going to take it all out. I'm not going to let you take it all out. I'm going to make sure that any perversion you try to put out there on the market, anybody can get saved from that perversion that you put out there. You're not going to destroy it completely. Ms. Dawson, what is your 3:3, 7, and 16 say?
Jesus answered in 3, I am telling you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. 7, do not be surprised because I tell you that you must be born. You must all be born again.
And now notice they put that in there too. You must all be born again. Keeping the tense with the Greek. Go ahead, 16 and 17.
For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to be its judge, but to be
a
savior.
Amen. So you can't get past it. Andrew, what do you got for 3:3, 7, and 16, 17?
Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And 3:7, do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Amen. Can't get past it. Pass away. Which one you got? NIV?
I got the New International Version.
Okay, yeah. Read your 3:3, 3:7, and 3:16 and 17.
3:3 and 5, Jesus declared, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. 7, you shall not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from. 7, so it's all running together.
Okay. 16.
Okay, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. But God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
Amen. So you still can't get away from it. Miss White, which one you have?
I have
the...
New American?
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus answered and said unto him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. 7. Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again. 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him.
Okay, so you still can't get away from it. And none of these versions. Joe's got the one that we didn't look at last week. That's recovery version. Read your 3:3, 3:7, 16 and 17.
Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. 3:7, do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born anew. 3:16 and 17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone who believes into him would not perish, but would have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him.
Amen. Now, for that reason, that the devil did not take the gospel out of those verses. If somebody comes in here and they're saved and they get they've got one of these old Bibles, I will not condemn their Bible, although I don't believe in it and I don't stand on it. I won't take their Bible because the gospel is there. I will educate them and teach them why I use the King James Bible and teach them why I believe it's superior and why I think it's the best one for the English-speaking people. I'm not going to badmouth their Bible because their Bible might have been given to them by their great-great-great-great-grandmother whom they love and whom they cherish, okay? And to attack their Bible is to attack their great-great-great-great-grandmother. And I begin to alienate them. So if they come in with another version, I'm not going to badmouth their Bible. Okay, now I might say something from across the pulpit, amen. But I'm not going to talk about their Bible just for sakes. I'm going to say this is the Bible that we stand on. This is why we stand on it. And when you come here, it's going to be better for you to use one of our Bibles whilst you're here, because you're not going to understand what I'm saying trying to follow in your Bible as Pastor White saw. Amen. Because the verses start running into each other and some verses are going to be removed as Joe saw last week. So I'd always encourage them, hey, look, why don't you take one of our Bibles and read this? Amen. And they say, well, why do you guys use the King James Bible? And, oh, how much time do you have? Amen. And then you sit down, you educate them. Amen. Well, how do I know that? That's what happened to me. I came in with the Living Bible, Brother Joe, and I thought, I can't follow the preacher. Whatever he's saying is not in my Bible. And they said, well, take one of these. And I thought, well, what's wrong with this Bible? Oh, how much time do you have? And they began to show me what was wrong. He said, go look at this verse. And it wasn't there. I said, hey, it ain't here. They said, look at this verse. It was not there. I said, that was not here. And then he did something simple. Took me to the preface of the Bible, the Living Bible. And it said, we researched all this and these manuscripts don't agree with each other. But let's have it out in here anyway. And I read that. I thought, what? You mean you tell me y'all didn't agree with this stuff? And you put the Bible out there anyway? And it's black and white. You can read it. And I thought, ain't like they're trying to pull the wool over my eyes. They told me that it's not right. But hey, there you go. All right, a couple more verses and then we're going to quit. Did everybody read there John 3:3 and 3:7? Okay, let's do this. Let's go down the Romans road. Jesse, read Romans 3:10. Mrs. Dawson, 3:23. Andrea, 6:23, Romans. Mrs. White, 10:13. Pastor White, 10:17. Brother Joe, Ephesians 2:8 and Rose 2:9. Okay. Now again, I'm going to read it from the King James, Romans Road first, and then I want these guys to read it out of their Bibles. Romans 3:10. Who's got that one? Jesse's got the Catholic Bible. Romans 3:10 says this, as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. Jesse, what does yours say?
It is as Scripture says, there is no just man.
No just man. Can't get around that. I mean, that says what it says. Amen. 3:23 in my Bible says, for all have sinned, it comes short of the glory of God. Mrs. Dawson, what does it say in yours?
Everyone has sinned and is far away from God's saving presence.
Everyone has sinned is far away from God's saving presence. Says what it says. Amen. 6:23 in mine says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What does it say in yours, Andrew?
For the wages
death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Would you agree that's it? Amen? So God says, well, God, I'm not going to let you go, but so far, Satan. And 10:13, Mrs. White, what does yours say?
For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Amen. Mine says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Pastor White, you've got Romans 10:17.
Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message. And the message is through the word of Christ.
Amen. So faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So again, he can't take it out completely. Brother Joe, you've got Ephesians 2:8. What does yours say?
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Amen. And Rose, what does yours say?
Salvation is not a reward for the good we have done, so none of us can take credit for it.
And it's basically saying the same thing. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. So no matter how Satan tried, he could not get past that. One final passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15. This is the gospel. This is where Paul says, moreover, I declare unto you the gospel. And this is when he's writing to the church at Corinth. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Brother Joe, you're going to have to go back and translate all this to Brianna, because she says she had fun with this last week looking at all these different versions. Tell her you had the same. You had a different one. Tell her you had a different one this time. So we let you off the hook. All right, 1 Corinthians 15. All right, Jesse, let's start with you. You've got the Catholic Bible. What does 1 Corinthians 15:1 say in the Catholic Bible?
Brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and in which you stand firm.
Amen. Rose, let me hear what your verse 2 says in 1 Corinthians 15.
Verse 2. And it is this good news that saves you if you still firmly believe it. Unless, of course, you never really believed it in the first place.
Makes sense to me. Amen. So far, this is what the King James says. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. That's the good news which I preach unto you, which ye also received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. What would Rose say? Unless you didn't believe in the first place. Amen. Pastor White, what does your verse 3 say?
Verse 3. For what I received, I pass on to you as the first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture.
Amen. Joe, what does your verse 3 say?
For I delivered to you, first of all, that which also I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture.
Amen. Pretty close to me. Mrs. White, what does your verse 4 say?
That he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures.
And Ms. Andrew, what does your verse 4 say?
And that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures.
Okay. Verses 1 through 4 in the King James. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Each one of these versions has a resemblance of that there. So Satan could not take it out completely. God would not let him. So you can get saved from even the Catholic Bible. You can get saved from the Living Bible. You can get saved from any of the Bibles. And so that's what makes them so dangerously lethal. Because folks say, well, it's there. It is, but so many other things are not there. And Christ is not there. Lord is not there. Jesus is not there. God is not there. Godhead is not there. Lucifer is not there. Devils is not there. Hell, heaven, damn, damnable, damnation, blood, salvation, word of God, word of the Lord, Lord Jesus Christ. But they couldn't take it out totally. But it is taken out in quite a bit of places. Yes, sir.
One of my instructors used to tell me some of the most dangerous lies are the ones in the earth that instruct truth.
Amen. That contains some truth. Amen. And so when you look at this, one of the reasons that we stand on the King James Bible is that it is the preserved word of God. And all these perversions that are out there, God would not let Satan take it out completely. So any one of these versions, somebody can get led to Christ. Any one of them. And he is there. And by the way, you find Christ in the Old Testament as well. Because many of these allude back to the Old Testament. And so Christ is there as well. Amen. So you can actually get somebody saved out of the Old Testament. The Ethiopian eunuch. Guess what was being read? Isaiah. Isaiah was being read. And the Ethiopian eunuch got saved out of the book of Isaiah. So Christ is in the Old Testament just as much as he's in the New Testament. He's just being foreshadowed here in the Old Testament. He comes in the New Testament. And we have the fulfillment of it right here. And so the Bible is God's word, folks. And why did I go through great length to do that? Because this is going to be in your possession on Sunday, just like the other ones were. And I want you to understand, the other versions are out there, and they contain some of the truth. But we have the truth. We have the truth. Amen. And it has been preserved. And so as you go and read this, I mean, there's a lot more that I could have shared with you, but you're going to get this on Sunday anyway. And so just wanted to let you know what you're getting your hands on and what's in those Bibles. Amen. By the way, make sure you return those perversions up here. Amen. I don't want to peddle that out there. Somebody said, look what Pastor gave me. Pastor didn't give you nothing. You took that. Amen. Make sure you return those perversions back up here. It's good study material. Amen. So there are plenty of other Bibles out there that they're going to be right along the same lines. I've got two DVDs that I'm going to show you in regards to the Bible and the manuscripts they come from. All Bibles come from one manuscript or the other. There's only two. There's only two places all Bibles come from. Ours comes from the good received text manuscript. The other one is bad. And we've got two DVDs that's going to really show you that. It's going to be a blessing. So I'm looking forward to those as well in the days ahead. Hopefully nobody got confused. Anybody get confused? Amen. Again, are there other Bibles out there? Yes. Do they have the gospel? Yes. Are they good Bibles? No. But you will find that 90 to 95% of the material is the same. It's that 5 to 10% that's taken out that makes all the difference in the world. That makes all the difference in the world. Yes, ma'am. I do have Mormon Bibles at home. I didn't bring that. By the way, the Mormons stand for the King James, but when an issue comes up, guess what they pick up? The Book of Mormon. They pick up the Book of Mormon. Yes.
What is their key phrase? You asking people, even the King James?
Yeah. They'll say yeah.
Well, yeah. Or is this correctly translated?
Yeah, they'll say yeah.
They'll say that.
And when there's a...
Witnesses believe the Bible.
They believe the King James Bible. They have the one that Taz Russell translated, and he didn't know Greek or Hebrew. So how are you going to translate it if you don't know Greek or Hebrew? And they got the New World Translation that they call the King James Bible, which is not. They don't call it the King. They call it New World Translation, but they say it's the same as the King James, and it's not. It's not. And so I didn't bring any of those tonight. But amen. So rest assured, there's a reason why this church stands on the King James Bible and why we're not changing to another one. And we're not backing down. And we're not, I don't have to. I don't need to. This Bible outshines every other Bible.
That's right.
It may not look like it, but it does. Amen. All right, Pastor White, come on up and give us our announcements, and then we're going to be dismissed. Amen. And don't forget, turn in your perversion.